Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it is brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And today, well, it's all about our kids and a little bit about music and a little bit about reading. We have OKM Music in today. We have Rose Hammersmith with us today. And also we have Tamika Straw, and we have a gallery. And they're reading today, which is really good. First of all, good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Rose, what do we have coming up this year that's different from last year?
Oh, well, different from last year?
Yeah.
We are doing the Delaware Tribal Native Sing, mm-hmm. Dance, and Music.
Wow.
And we're going to do it over at the Unity Square.
Wow,
that's going to be an outside. If the weather holds out, you know how that is.
It's Oklahoma.
It is. That's what they say. Anyway, that it will be done by, the chief will do the introductions. Mm-hmm. And then they have a group of ladies who will be forming that, but mm-hmm. they'll be playing.
Oh, wow.
Instruments, too, as well as they go.
We're going to have a lot of fun this year, aren't we?
We are. And then, you know, Songbox is one that we did before. Mm-hmm. But, and it's going to be on 101, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
KYFM.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be on Sunday, and it's a family affair.
I like that.
I know.
A lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. So we still have places ready, and they get to start picking up their packets mm-hmm. on June 1.
Now, what we're talking about this being in conjunction with the OKM Music Festival, which, by the way, folks, if it's not on your calendar, where you been? It's going to be on June 10th through the 17th. So we got a lot going on there, too.
Yes, and then after that, the Native Tribal, venture, then we're going to go right into our books, story time, music, and it's the remarkable Mr. Farkle, and Hey Diddle Diddle, and it doesn't end like you think it is, and Miss Laura is going to be doing that upstairs in room A at the library.
Mm-hmm.
Then, on the next following day, is Tamika Straw, and she's going to do two on one day and one on another day, and they are all three different books.
Tamika, let's go into that right now real quick since you got the visual aids present.
Okay, so we're going to read Bug Hotel.
Uh-huh.
And this one is going to talk about all kind of different type of bugs and the homes that they live in.
Okay.
And there are like flaps where the kids can kind of look at the pictures and mm-hmm. see how the bugs develop. What do they like to do? Spiders.
Ooh, spiders.
All of that. Okay, and then we are going to make little bugs. We're going to make a ladybug and a butterfly.
Okay.
You can see
I heard ooh from the gallery.
And then we have the wrong fairy tale. Now, everyone knows Jack and the Beanstalk and Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Mm-hmm. Well, in the wrong fairy tale, there's Jack and the Three Bears. And this was written by Turner. It's a Cain Miller uh-huh. book. And in here, it's beautiful illustrations about how Jack meets up with the Three Bears and how they get stuck in the beanstalk. And, of course, little baby bear is guiding the whole tour and just gets in all kind of mischief. So,
oh, my. This is one with kind of like music. They call them a mashup video.
That's
this is
it.
A mashup fairy tale.
It is. And it's so funny. The kids are going to love this book because, of course, they know uh-huh. the classics. And it's going to be so much fun. And then we're going to be making a bear.
Oh, my.
We'll be making probably little baby bear in this one.
We are.
And then we have Now That's a Hat by Heath McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
My daughter's name's McKenzie, so she's like, what? Now That's a Hat is a funny book.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious about a little dog looking to try to buy a hat. And, of course, the original hat that the guy showed him. He was like, oh, maybe I want to see some other hats. So he shows them all different kind of hats, a variety of huge hats.
Some outrageous and some just darn right funny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, could you imagine having a hat that you can feed like a pet on the top of your head? It's quite an entertaining book with a variety of different hats that the kids will probably enjoy and give them ideas on making
a hat.
A hat.
Yes. Of some sort.
Of some sort.
Oh, yes. So they get to make a hat during this day.
So then following that, we have a last on the 10th. Is our Dallas Brass, and it is for the older children, but younger children are more than welcome, and it will be an educational program for them, and they're going to learn all about different instruments.
Okay, wow.
And they are going to be in our main event, also during the festival, the Dallas Brass.
Yeah.
So, they need to come, and that's going to be over in the Studio Theater at the BCC.
Okay, great.
So, and that concludes ours, except for we have a, during the festival, is Jenny Lynn again, and she's going to do her book, Melody's Most Memorable Day.
She's great.
She is very good. Great. She is from New York, and she also is going to do that over in Tulsa at the Philbrook Arts.
Yeah, Center.
And I think that mostly concludes our thing. I just want to...
Oh, the Royal English Tea Party. But I guess that's kind of sold out, isn't it?
It is.
That goes fast.
It does. It's been sold out for about over two weeks already.
Oh, my goodness.
We have a wait list, so in case...
somebody has to go on vacation or something.
Something happens, they will get a phone call.
Oh, great.
So we can fill that... space
Now,
on that list.
This is really something because OKM Music is more than just a bunch of concerts. It's about education. It's about fun. It's about putting it all together in these young minds.
It is because it begins with children.
It does.
And if they get an education in a little bit of our instruction about instruments and music, they seem to progress in school a lot better than some of the others. But so we encourage all the children to come out for our events. They can register online at okmmusic.org. And it's just an RSVP, no charge to any of the events.
But we need to know you're coming.
That's right. We do need to know you're coming because I can't prepare a sack for you of goodies.
If we don't know you're coming.
That's right. That's right.
Now, this is really neat. You know, you mix the components of music and, of course, with storytelling. Music, in a way, is very much storytelling, but you get the other component, too, with the reading aspect. So this is really a good partnership. I like this.
You like it?
Yeah, I did.
I hope the community likes it, too.
I'm sure they do.
We've had a good response already this
year.
Yeah,
I bet.
So I hope to continue it.
Now, it's a lot different from last year. Last year, we did a lot of things on video and everything. So now we're exercising safety and everything else. But we're having fun, and we're a little bit more together.
We are. And I'm so glad that some of the restrictions have lifted so that we could see their sparkling eyes whenever the excitement, you know, reaches them, too, like it's reached us.
Tamika, who do we have back here?
These are my kiddos. This is Isaac and Mackenzie.
Hi, Mackenzie. Now, they've been busy with their books. I guess Mom maybe has them reading a little bit.
I do. We do a lot of reading at home and sticker books.
Sticker books are always fun because they're interactive and you can have fun. And you might accidentally learn something.
Oh, yes. That's always the goal right there.
I kept telling my youngest, I said, it's called engagement. Whenever you're kind of having fun and you accidentally learn something, like, that's the bonus. It's called engagement. You're engaged, and all of a sudden you're paying attention, you're having fun, and the next thing you know, it just sticks right there in your noggin. Yeah. And she says, well, that's a pretty cool trick.
It is. And I think the best thing about sticker books is that it teaches fine motor skills.
It does.
It does. It helps them pick off those little stickers and place them in the right spot. So they're actually learning without even knowing, even the littlest kids when they're playing with stickers. So.
And when you relate that to music, of course, when you're playing an instrument, your hands do an awful lot of work, and they have to know where they're going.
I want to mention also that even during the main festival, on for Willow Rock, when we go out to Willow Rock, The children are going to have a booth out there that we have fun games planned for them.
Oh, good.
So bring your children, come to Willow Rock. Also, at Jenny's in Tulsa, the Philbrook, and also at the Baja.
Oh, the Baja Man at the ballpark.
Ballpark. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We have fun and games for them, too. So, please come join us.
Well, this is great. And, of course, you can find out all the information at okmmusic.org. That's okmmusic.org.
Or they can call.
Oh, yeah. The telephone still works.
It does. It's 918-336-9900.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. I want to thank everybody for coming in. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And we'll see you at OKM, and especially for kids. You've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400 FM 93.3. It's been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass.